Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials say two bombs exploded in a busy marketplace in central Baghdad today, killing at least 18, wounding dozens more. Reuters news agency quotes an official saying a suicide bomber detonated one of the bombs, while the other was a planted explosive. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but Islamic State militants usually claim such bombings. Baghdad has been on high alert since October, when its military started an offensive to retake Mosul from the Islamic State. Human rights activists say at least one person has died in sniper fire in Syria, where a ceasefire agreement went into effect early on Friday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says most of Syria is calm, but there has been a lot of clashes between regime forces and their militia supporters and militant factions in some areas. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has called and praised Russian President Vladimir Putin for not retaliating for sanctions imposed Thursday by President Obama. The sanctions were for interference by Russian intelligence agencies in November's U.S. national election. John McCain is head of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee. He spoke with reporters about the most recent U.S. sanctions on Moscow.
A lot more needs to be done. And by the way, I saw where President Putin is not going to retaliate. I think that was a very clever move on his part, but should not change our attitude concerning attacks on the United States of America.
That is U.S. Senator John McCain from the state of Arizona. This is VOA News. Major cities around the world focusing on security while anticipating big crowds at New Year's celebrations to ring in 2017. Added security is in place in many cities because of the December 19th hijacked truck attack on a Berlin Christmas market that left 12 people dead. New York City police will number around 7,000 as an expected 1 million revelers will join the countdown to festivities marking the beginning of the new year. Carlos Gomez is New York's police chief.
They'll use metal detectors to scan individuals entering the observation areas and pens. We will also deploy our full complement of explosive detecting canines, the dogs, both at the event and throughout our transit system. Throughout the day and well into the night, detailed personnel will sweep hotels, theaters, and parking garages for potential threats and suspicious packages.
One of the first prominent New Year celebrations to start 2017 will be in Australia, where an extra 2,000 police officers will be protecting Sydney's Harbour's famed Night of Entertainment. Ban Ki-moon ends 10 years at the helm of the United Nations, lamenting in his words the fires are still burning from Syria to South Sudan, but he is proud of a global agreement to combat climate change and new UN goals to fight poverty and inequality. He took a moment to say goodbye to the UN staff.
You have been working day in and day out, and I thank you. That really has motivated me, knowing that you are very much committed. That has given me motivation to work harder and harder.
Mr. Ban's term ends tomorrow. He will be succeeded by former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres. Actress Zsa Zsa Gabor was remembered during a funeral mass for being the epitome of Hollywood glamour and elegance. Around 100 mourners gathered at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Beverly Hills to pay respect to Gabor, who died December 18th from a heart attack at age 99. Her husband, Frederick von Anhalt.
Well, her fans should remember her the way she was very glamorous. She was glamorous always. You saw the picture with her red dress. That's how she, you see the picture over there in her red riding jacket, you know, riding horses. That's how people should remember my wife.
Gabor appeared in numerous films over her career, but is often described simply as being famous for being famous. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.